Did you know that being grateful or practicing gratitude has a lot of benefits? All right, before I get into that, let me introduce myself. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, my name is Ade and this is Weekend Cheer On, where I send Friday messages or podcasts on Fridays and I teach or I express what I've learned about a topic and how it can help us with self-improvement. Today we are talking about gratitude, but before I go into that, I asked the question this week, which is, what is one thing you are grateful for? And I got quite a number of comments and I'm going to be sharing them on today's episode. I am Precious from Lagos. I'm grateful for my life. Firstly, I'm grateful for my little wins and successes. Grateful to my family and friends for encouragement, and definitely grateful because I know I'm going to achieve everything I work hard and wish for. Thank you very much, Precious, for taking your time. Let's hear from some other people and then we get into today's topic properly.
I'm doing fine. I'm grateful for the life that I live. I'm grateful for the air I breathe. I'm grateful to God for everything, like for who I am today. I'm very, very grateful. Like, I'm just so grateful for all, for everything.
Thank you very much. Seems like this is your first time on this show. You forgot to introduce yourself, or the mistake must have been from me. All right. Thank you very much. There's one thing I really, how do I say it? I found unique about what she said. She said she's grateful for who she is. And most of the time, most of us, we don't even value ourselves, talk less of the fact of being grateful for who we are. All right, thank you very much. Let's listen to a few other people and then we get into today's topic.
Hello, I'm Ola, and the one thing I'm grateful for is my brother. Right now, I'm going through a lot, and I think my brother can actually feel. He knows when I'm not okay, so he has been calling, always texting me through my mom's phone to see if I'm fine and stuff like that. And I'm really happy. I'm really grateful that God really gave me a brother like him.
All right, thank you very much. She's grateful for family, a brother to be precise, which is a good thing. Most of us don't value our family unless we are away from them. Then we see the true value of them being annoying or being so lovely. Anyways, all right, let's hear from one more person and then into today's topic.
Hi, my name is Tracy Rafael Uzoma. The one thing I'm grateful for is the gift of life that God has given me and me being able to see a new year and a new day. I'm grateful for all my friends being by my side during the good times and the bad. I'm grateful for always like having people back me up, and well, that's basically it.
Thank you very much, Tracy. She's grateful for having people to back her up. Sometimes we don't even value the people around us, which is not good. All right, into the topic of today, gratitude. Gratitude is simply a state or quality of being grateful, being thankful, being appreciating or appreciative. Most of us look at the things we don't have and we neglect the fact that what we have is actually what being grateful for. So, did you know that being grateful or practicing gratitude have benefits? Number one benefit of practicing gratitude or being grateful is it improves your self-esteem. Next one is it makes us happier and optimistic. When you're grateful for every little thing you do in life, you don't have to worry about any other thing. You're just being happy for every moment. You're happy for the little things, the things that can be insignificant that to others. We are grateful for it. Practicing gratitude makes you, it lowers stress and anxiety. It helps to feel more positive. It builds strong relationship between people. It improves your health. It improves your generosity. And it helps you to live in the present moment. When you are grateful for this, grateful for that, grateful for every little thing around you, and you don't have the time to be stressed, you don't have the time to be thinking about the things you don't have and stuff. And there are ways that we can practice gratitude. The first one is each day, each morning, every morning, think about the things you are grateful for. You can look around you. To be grateful for life, for waking up. Most people don't even know that waking up in the morning is something that you should be grateful for. They think it's like, oh, it's a normal thing, it's a normal way of life. Did you know that some people sleep the same time you slept and they could not wake up when you woke up? Yes. So that's just how life is. You gotta be grateful for every single thing. So ways to practice gratitude is each day or each morning, think about three things at least. You can think about more than three things, but at least three things you're grateful for and write them down. You can maybe find a journal or a book and you keep writing it every morning. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for family. I'm grateful. Just list them. And things to be grateful for. There are so many things out there in life that we should be grateful for. The first thing is your life. Yes. Then your family. People out there that don't have a mother or father or siblings, but you got them all, or you got some of them. Be grateful for it. Close friends. Some people don't even have friends. Be grateful for the ones you have. Home. You've got home. Your family. A house to stay. Some people don't have roof on their head. Be grateful for what you have. Food. Yes, food. I watched a video some time back, and in a village, they actually cook up, or should I say, bake mud. Yeah, clay. And they eat it with a smile on their face. We don't do that here. We eat bread, we eat parfait or however this is being pronounced. We eat burger and this and that. Different kind of thing. When people out there are eating remains from other people's table, be grateful for the food you are eating. Good health. A lot of people are in the hospital searching for blood, some people searching for kidney that matches their body system, searching for liver, they search for liver, yeah, whatever, they search for different kind of things just to make them old and healthy again. But we, whatever we see, we eat, we touch, we get injured and we leave it like that, we get it's going to heal by itself. You don't have to go to doctor 24/7 and stuff. Be grateful for good health. Another thing to be grateful for, this may sound a little bit funny, is literacy. Yes, that you're able to know 2 + 2 = 4. You can speak good English. You can understand what other people say. You're literate. It's something to be grateful for. The people out there that want to go to school, that want to be educated but don't have that opportunity, but we've got that opportunity, we should be grateful for it. Challenges, yes. Challenges makes up our life. It makes us more mature. It gives us insight, or should I say, It gives us, it broadens our horizon about things. So whenever you're facing challenges, be grateful for it. In the Bible, there's something about that. I think in James chapter 1, verse 1 to 3 or something, it tells us that whenever we face challenges, we should not be down. We should be happy that we're facing challenges, because the reward is, I think, patience. Yes, endurance. We should be grateful for clothings. Yes, clothings. There are people that are still living in the century that they wear leave on their body and stuff. But we dress the way we want. You wear your sneakers, you wear your jumpsuit, your gown. You look so sexy and take away in that dressing and stuff. Yeah, be grateful for that clothes. Some people don't have that clothes that you have. Transportation. Yes, sometimes when we get tired of walking, we just call a bike or enter a bus, or some people even have cars. Why some people have to walk long distance to school, to their workplace and stuff. So be grateful for every little things you have. All right, that's it for today's show or today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it and learned one or two things. Although it may look like it's very long, but I hope you learned one or two things. Thank you very much. My name remains Hade, and I hope you have a nice weekend. Be sure to listen to this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Blueberry, Player FM, and Radio Public. Love you. See you next time.